Blog Talk Radio.
That's how we like it. I see there are a lot of you guys popping up on the show. Thank you guys for tuning in and welcome, welcome, welcome. Guess what? You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show and welcome, welcome, welcome. Family, family, and then more family. Hey guys, good morning, and thank you guys for tuning in. I see there are still more people coming in on the show. Love you guys. And I hope everyone's doing well. Hope everyone's doing well. And so right now, before I start the show, just to know that everyone can hear me loud and clear, just press the number one on your keypad. That way I know that everyone can hear me loud and clear and we're good to go. Press the number one on your keypad. All right. Come on. Number one. Press number one on your keypad, everyone that can hear me. Now, I see there are lots and lots of people calling in from Florida and the Orlando area. See, all of you guys are up on the show. That's great. Good to see your numbers here. Okay. And there are a few people in Atlanta up on the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the show, guys. Hey, this is how I like it. Lots of participation. I appreciate that. Lots of participation. All right, guys. Now, today's show, I'm doing a special show. I don't usually do a show on Saturday. Some of you may, listen to my show during the week. I don't usually do a show on the weekend, but I wanted to do a special show this weekend, this Saturday, for the family. Now, I ran this idea by Lois in Florida, and I wanted to, kind of ask her opinion about this and if she thought it was a good idea or whatever. And she thought it was a tremendous idea. So I went ahead and put it together, and I wanted to I wanted to definitely put it out there and see what the response would be. And as I can see here, I have a great response. Everyone's listening in. It seems like, Kathy, I know, Orlando Rocks, you guys are in the house. And again, if you can hear my voice, just press the number one on your keypad. That'll let me know that you can hear me loud and clear. All right. And what I want to do is, I got about 17 people maybe up on the show. Now, I don't know whose phone number is which. Of course, I know a couple of phone numbers, but I don't know whose, number is whose. So, of course, your own number. So I'm going to go through. When I go through and kind of say your number, then I'll have you up on the show. And you can talk to the family. Now, I can't have everyone up at one time. I've got 50 lines on the show, so I can have up to 50 people on the show at one time. But I can't have you guys up on the show at once because somebody's phone ringing, somebody's baby's crying, so I have a lot of background noise. So, I'll just go one by one to everybody to see how you and your family's doing, to see how you're handling this crisis right now and see how things are going. Okay. And again, please press the number one on your keypad to let me know that you can hear my voice loud and clear. All right. Now, of course, now our show is always, I always have to talk about my sponsors to keep my money coming in, right? Now, the sponsor of my show, PA on Duty, for all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with all your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay. So, and I know there's probably someone online who's listening to the show through Blog Talk Radio. I know there's someone online listening to the show. This is a family show, so I'd say that anyone, I don't mind you listening, but please don't call into my show. Please don't call in and interrupt my family show, okay? And that's all I have to say about that. But again, a couple of sponsors. Also, I sponsor my own show, which is Frank Williams Realty. So for all of your real estate needs, whether you're buying, selling, renting, leasing, whatever you're doing through real estate, we can help you with that through Frank Williams Realty. Just give me a call and get you guys going with your real estate needs. Whatever you need, I can help you out. Okay? Now, this show is entitled The Barber Fallings Hightower Family Check-In. Okay? Now, and what I want to do is I want to talk to each and every one of you, see how you're doing, see how your family's doing, see what you've been doing over the past few weeks with all this, you know, stay at home, don't get out, keep on your mask, put your gloves on, don't rub your hands in your face, all this stuff. Okay. Now, I'm going to say before we get started is that the family here, well, my family, myself, Laura, and my girls, we're doing fine. We've been doing good. No problems here. The girls been working. So they're in essential business jobs, so they've been working. I haven't worked since, end of March, something like that. So I work at the Kia plant, and we build Kias, right? So buy yourself a Kia. But we've been down since the end of March, and got another week off. Supposed to go back on May the 4th. So kind of looking forward to that. Kind of shut in here, but we've actually been doing good. We bought a new house, and so we've been still moving, not moving, but still, you know, unpacking boxes. But it's been fun. We're having a good time. We're just hanging with each other. And you guys know that Laura, she's got her own accounting firm, and she's been able to work remotely from home. So she's been crazy busy, but we're doing good. Okay. We're doing good now. So I want to hear how you guys are doing. And like I said, I'm just going to start at the top of the list. Everyone who's on the call, I appreciate that. And again, I see there are more people popping up here. So if you guys could press the number one on your keypad to let me know that you can hear me loud and clear, I'd appreciate it. So from the 407 area code, I know that's Florida, that's sort of the Orlando area, 448-2771. Let's see here. 448-2771, caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where you calling from?
Hi, Cousin Tony. It's your cousin Kimberly Settles Brown here in Orlando. We're all doing well. Getting ready to celebrate my daughter's 26th birthday. So we're going to have a birthday brunch this morning. So we're just coping with the situation. Working remote and still trying to keep hope alive and very, very happy and thankful to be alive.
Wow. Wow. Well, it's good to hear from you, Kim. And she's 26 today, huh?
She's 26 today. Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Is that your oldest?
No, she's the oldest. Kelly's 21.
Okay. So how's your husband doing? Kevin doing good?
Yeah, he's doing well. He's working from home, so he's remote. We're fighting over the office, but and about to kill each other, but we're doing good.
Well, I feel you there, but don't kill each other. Take it easy on him, and y'all take it easy on each other. We got to get through this. I know it's different. I did a show the other day about family dynamics now, because everybody's at home now. You got the, you know, I'm not used to this, you know, but
right, exactly.
But we're figuring
it out.
So,
yeah, we signed up a lot of house projects, so we were keeping busy a lot.
That's right.
DIY.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Well, how your mom doing? How your dad doing?
Everybody's fine. Bless is waiting to get out again and be able to, you know, mingle again. So, you know, our church, you know, they have the drive of church service, so my mom is enjoying that. So.
Wow. Okay. Well, good. Well, continue to listen, and I'll be back to you in just a little bit, okay?
Okay, take care. Thanks for doing this.
Okay, thanks. You're welcome. Now, I have another caller from the Orlando area, 407-719-1918. Caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Frank. Hey, Tony. It's Lois.
Hey, Lois. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm so happy that you guys are doing well and everybody's safe in Atlanta or in Newman.
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know Bernard and I are doing great. We're safe. I'm non-essential, so I'm consulting at the airport, but I'm at home working, so it's great. Bernard has to go in every day and work, so he's deemed an essential employee, but we're doing fine. The family is doing fine. Chelsea is doing great. Courtney and his family, they're doing wonderful. It's getting kind of monotonous here in the house and can't go anywhere, so that's getting stifling, but everybody is good. Happy birthday, Bria.
Well, that's good. When you said everybody's wanting to get out and mingle around, I saw something on the news this morning about how speeding tickets have gone up really high because, you know, no one's on the road and people are just out there just flying on the highways and they're giving out speeding tickets like crazy.
Yeah, they're driving like a racetrack. They're going 100 miles an hour here in Orlando since nobody's out. And they said the tickets are up to $1,000. So everybody better be safe. But this is so great that you did this, and we get to find out how everybody is. This was just a wonderful idea.
Well, great. Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you helping me with this and sending me everybody's phone number and all that, and I really do appreciate it. I'm gonna try and do I've got one of those Zoom accounts. I'm gonna try to do a Zoom meeting for us one day soon. You guys will hear from me, but I'm gonna try to do a Zoom meeting so I can see all y'all pretty faces on the computer. Okay.
That'd be awesome, and I look forward when this is lifted that you guys can come and maybe spend the week with Bernard and I and the whole family. So love you.
Love you too. Take care, and hang on. I'm going to be back to you in just a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right, another caller from the 407 area code 222-7659. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this, and where you calling from?
Hey, Tony, this is Kathy. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hey, Kathy, we can hear you fine. How are you?
Oh, well, I just peeled myself out of bed to meet my girlfriend at the door with a smorgasbord full of boxes for breakfast, recovering from surgery. Had two surgeries in 3 weeks.
Wow.
The last one was an emergency surgery. Good. I'm healing here with the help of some family and some friends. So Mike and I are doing fine. Thank you for asking. We're making it through this environment of COVID-19. And I kind of chose this surgery at the right time. If I got to be on lockdown, I want everybody else to be in the house. Don't want to miss out on anything. So I appreciate the prayers of many of you and the cards that I've received in the mail. And I know I would probably have a lot more visitors if it were not for this lockdown period. So thank you. We're doing fine here at home. And went to the doctor yesterday, and he said that I'm to keep my knee mobilized and keep my knee lifted up in the air and try to relax. So I'm doing plenty of that in this season. So I pray that God will heal the land and all of us can come together again. Appreciate Lord's getting numbers out to you. I sent emails because I didn't know about this to some of the other family members like Kim and Dooley and Angie and Carol, and hopefully they're all on the call. Walter representing today from Orlando. I heard you say you had a lot of calls in, so that's good. We're hoping that since it doesn't appear that we're having a reunion in Atlanta, that once I can get myself well, we can kind of rally the troops here in Orlando and try to put something together for the 4th of July. As you know, family is very important to us, and we're carrying on that bloodstained banner of our ancestors, and just hope to see everybody around July. If anybody from Atlanta want to make their way down, we're going to always try to do something. So thank you, Tony. Glad to hear that you and Laura and the rest are doing well. And praise God.
Sure. Sure. And I also think, just piggybacking on what you said from the about the family reunion, I just think that sometimes, you know, without having the big event and all this stuff, that you still need to come together every year or two, just to come together. Maybe not have, you know, put together all these different events and do this. We're always going to eat. So, we just need to put something together for the family. Just have something every year, no matter if it's, you know, we could still call it family reunion, but we still need to have the event.
Yes, I agree.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, we can put our heads together if this band is lifted and see what we can do, like you said, on a lower scale or whatever is necessary. But you know what? We've got to think about what your dad and your mom, your uncle and your mom and my father and the rest of our, you know, people put together for us. And we can't let this legacy die because our young, I don't have any children, but the rest of our family need to just really carry this thing on because we had a rich heritage, and I would hate to just see everything fall by the wayside. So I'll hang in here as long as I can to try to keep this family together.
Well, we'll appreciate you. We appreciate everyone in Orlando, and we'll definitely try and do our part to support anything that you guys do, and I know you guys feel the same way about us. So we'll try to put something together, and if we can do more meetings, I think if we can do more meetings, as a family, I believe things will come together. The problem is that no one really wants to meet. So if we can meet virtually, like, you know, say for instance, a Zoom meeting where everybody can get together, I think that we can start to put things together more efficiently, and everyone will be able to, you know, participate if they want to.
Absolutely.
So, Kathy, tell Mike we say hello, and you hang on and continue to listen. I'll be back to you in just a little bit, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Now, this looks like an Atlanta call from the 678 area code, 933-2074. Caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, y'all. This is Cheryl. Of course, I'm calling from Atlanta. It's just so good to hear everybody's voice, man. Every time, every person that I heard, it just touched a spot in my heart, and I'm just so glad and realize how much I do miss my family, miss being around y'all. But, hey, I'm doing good. As everybody know, I'm expecting my first grandbaby. Tia pregnant, as a matter of fact, we preparing for her shower today. We having a drive-by shower today from 1 to 4, so I'm not going to be on, stay on here long, but so glad Tony did this. It's a good idea, and I don't want y'all to think that we don't want to do the reunion. It's just hadn't been the right time. I know it hadn't been the right time for me because I run two businesses by myself. I wear a lot of hats, and it's just so hard. But during this time, I've been so glad to thank God for time, and it's a good time to be creative and think about other things, and I thank God for other streams of income. But like I said, I love y'all. Thank you for doing this, Tony, and yeah, everybody just pray for the family, pray for the world, and pray for Tia. And I'll let y'all know we have a little girl. Her name is Ty Kelly Francis. And, of course, I'm in love already. So, love y'all. And good to hear from y'all. All right.
Well, we appreciate it. And, you know, say hello to Tia for me. And, like I said, I appreciate y'all getting on the call. I want to do this a bit more. I'm going to do it a bit more and try to get everybody together, and we start to, you know, kind of ease back together to that tight-knit family that we used to be. I know everybody's busy. Everybody's got a lot going on. I know that. I understand that because I've got a lot going on. So, but we do have to make time for family, and let's try to do that. So thanks, Cheryl, and stay on the line. I'll be back to you in just a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now I have another caller from the 407 area code, 925-2913. Caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show.
Hey,
who's this, and where are you calling from? Who's
Orlando,
this?
Debbie and Walt.
Hey, Debbie. Hey, Walt.
Hey, Frank, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well.
How
doing, are you
Frank?
Guys?
I'm good, man. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you, man. Good to hear y'all. Y'all get a little closer to the microphone on the phone. It sounds like you're down in the tunnel. How y'all doing?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's a little better.
I had you on speakerphone.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a lot better.
Okay. We're doing pretty good. Walter's been off. I've been working remotely from home. Albert got laid off from FedEx. But we're doing pretty good. We're hanging in there. No problems, no concerns. Thank God.
That's great. That's great. So so what have you guys been doing to kind of stay busy at this time? I know, like I said, I know a lot of people, you know, you have to stay at home, but, you know, what you guys been doing to kind of stay busy, keep your mind occupied?
Not much. Reading, doing a lot of reading. I have been doing a lot of reading. One, of course, has been sleeping in front of the television. Albert's been doing his little own thing. You know, he's been doing his own thing. He's just celebrated a birthday, too. Happy birthday, Bria.
Wow.
He also just turned 26 as well.
Wow.
So we've just been pretty much nothing, really. Just shopping online whenever I can.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Now Debbie, since you work from home, have you found yourself working a lot more than you did when you were actually going into work, or how's that working out for you?
Actually, I enjoy it so much better.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I do. Yeah, I do. I mean, some mornings I get up, I, you know, shower and dress up like I'm going to work. And other mornings I just kind of just roll over out the bed, wash my face, brush my teeth, and go do what I need to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you have to video? Do you have to video conference? You don't have to video conference.
No. No.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
No. No.
Well, where's my buddy? Can he talk?
Who, Walt?
Yeah.
Yeah, he can talk here. Okay. He's trying to cook breakfast for us. So hold on.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Frank, how you doing, buddy? How's everybody?
Everybody doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Just enjoying life. That's all.
There you go. So Debbie said you're in the kitchen cooking breakfast. What are you cooking this morning?
Well, I'm having some bacon and some pancakes.
All right. I hear you.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah.
So how's everybody doing? How are your sons doing? Everybody's doing good?
Yeah, everybody's doing good. I talked with Greg and Rod yesterday. They were doing good, you know. Abbott here somewhere. He's I think he went to the post office. So everybody's good.
Okay, we're good, man. It's good to hear your voice. Good to hear from you and Debbie. And, hey, just hang in there. And I'll be back to you in just a minute. Y'all continue to listen, okay? I'll be back to you in just a little bit.
Okay, Frank.
Okay, buddy. And I have another call from the 314 area code. The first the digits are 3814644. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this?
How you doing, Frank? Just Pianki. Haven't heard from you in a while. You hanging in there?
Yeah, Pianki. How you doing, buddy? I'm doing real good. What's going on? I got a little family show going this morning. I just a little special show on today.
Well, I thought I seen you on there. I thought I'd give you a holler.
Okay.
And see, make sure you're still kicking and swinging.
Yeah, I'm still kicking and swinging. I'm glad you are. It's good to hear from you, Pianki. But just hang on for me. Listen to the show for me. I got a family show going this morning.
Yeah, go ahead and get back with your family. I gotta work with some young people this morning. But on another call. So anyway, go ahead and get back with your family. I'm just hollering at you.
Okay, I appreciate that, buddy. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. So I got another call from the 407 area code, 622-9677. You're live on the show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. This is Gloria, Dr. B and Dr. G. Lisa.
Hey, Hi, Gloria, what's happening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I can see your smile from here.
We are doing well. If you have an echo, I'm on my phone as well. But we are hunkering down here in Orlando. I have the special duty of making breakfast for Mom, Lisa, and myself this morning. So, like everybody else, we're cooking a big breakfast over here.
Wow.
And getting ready to. We're also trying to keep Mom, the family's trying to keep Mom and Lisa safe and in the house. So Mom, I'll let you talk to her, but she's doing gardening. They're reading. They're praying. They're worshiping. We spent a lot of time reading Psalms 91, which is a protection song from pestilence and plague. and we take communion and we give thanks. So we're good. They'll talk to
That's
me, but
great.
I'm working from home like some of the other cousins. It's a tough schedule. So trying to keep my team motivated and get the work done because we're human resources, so you know we have to push through no matter what. So we're well, and we appreciate hearing from everybody and what you did to pull the family together. Fantastic.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's good to hear from you, and I'm glad y'all are doing well. I mean, it's just good to hear everybody's voice. You guys sound strong, and y'all holding on like everyone else. And I knew you would. I didn't have a doubt about that. But I know everybody wants to know how everyone's doing. So I wanted to put this together.
Well, we appreciate. Mom wants to holler at you, Tony.
Absolutely.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Jack. How are you?
I'm fine. How's the whole family?
Well, everybody's doing great, and we were calling to we wanted to know how you guys were doing.
We are doing great. Tell all of them that we are fine, and we still love them, and they are welcome to come to see us anytime they like. Okay.
I will. And you take care of yourself and take care of that family down there and just keep on keeping on.
Okay, and tell them we love them.
I sure will. They all hear you right now saying that you love them, and we know you love us, and we love you, and we appreciate you, and you just like I said, just keep going, keep gardening, keep doing whatever you're doing.
Tony, Lisa wants to say hello, Dr. V.
Okay, let's hear from Lisa.
How you doing?
Hey, Lisa, we're doing great. How are you?
Hi, thank you. Just losing my voice from the pollen, and so, but I'm doing okay. And I pray that you guys are safe and sound. And tell Laura, I said, hey, and I love her.
I will. She's on the call. You'll hear from her soon. We're doing great. We love y'all, and I just pray that you guys continue to do the things that you have to do to move through this, and we all gonna be okay.
Okay.
Yes, we will. Love you, Tony.
Love you too, y'all. Take care of each other, and I'll be back to y'all in just a minute. So hang on, continue to listen to the show, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's just I don't know. Brings tears to your eyes to hear family. Everyone's doing good. We appreciate that. And I'm just glad to hear from everybody. Glad that everyone's okay. sure do miss my mom. Know she'd be on this call. But you guys, let's keep moving on. I have a call from the 321 area code, 276-9778. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. This is Jackie in Orlando, Florida. How are you?
Hey, Jackie. We're doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to hear that you, Laura, and the girls are all doing good, and to hear all the good news, the birthdays, the Tia's pregnancy. Congratulations on that. Just Brandon and Shayla and I, we're doing fine working from home. I work for the Board of County Commissioners, so I have to, I'm considered essential. So I'm working remotely. Shayla's teaching from home. And then Brandon's in banking, so he's able to work remotely from his house. So we're all doing good and blessed to still be healthy. And that's about it. It's going on.
Well, it's certainly good to hear from you. I'm glad that everyone's doing good. And you guys just keep doing what you're doing, keep taking care of each other. And I really do hope to see you guys soon.
Yes, definitely.
You know, it's hard to when you have a family reunion and it doesn't seem like it's long enough. You know, it doesn't seem like it lasts long enough. Somebody need to get super rich. And so I can say, hey, take a week off and I'm going to take care of everybody. And y'all just come on and we just have a good time. I tell you, I we need that. We need to get back together. We need to get together more often. And but man, I'm so excited to hear from everyone. I'm so excited to talk to everyone, and I'm glad everyone is doing great.
Yeah, exactly. Really.
Well, good to hear from you, Jackie. You continue to listen. I'll be back to you in just a little while. Okay.
Okay, Shayla said hi. She just came in with some breakfast, so she just walked in with some breakfast. So she sends her love to everybody.
Okay, tell Shayla hello, and we send our love as well.
All right.
Thanks. All right, I have another caller from the 404 area code 7310021. I know this number. Hey, caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
This is Mia calling from Noonan, Georgia. I just want to say that I'm well, and I'm here with my dog Leo, and I'm just ending school, so hopefully these teachers don't play with my grade and I get all A's again, but you know, who knows. But that's about it. We're doing good, and I'm working at Publix. And that's about it, yeah.
So you're an essential worker. So you have to go to work every day, right?
Yes.
Well, good. Well, you keep getting those A's and so you can take care of us when we get old, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Mia. We'll be back to you in just a little while, okay? Keep listening.
Okay.
I have another caller from the 404 area code. This is 922-2232. I know that number. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Laura. I'm calling from Noonan. So good to hear everybody's voices. Frank, you know, got me getting all emotional. But glad to hear everybody's voices and miss seeing everybody, and we're all doing well here. And I'll talk to y'all later. Love y'all.
Good. Well, Laura, I didn't mean to get you emotional, but, certain people that you talk to, it's how you feel. So tighten up, and we're good. So from the but keep listening. I'll be back to you in just a minute, okay? So from the 407 area code, the first 407-293-4559. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from? Hello? Hello? Okay, that call just dropped, so maybe I'm not sure who that is, 407-293-4559, but that seemed to be like the last one up on the show. Now, there were a lot more people that, okay, that's mom's number. All right, so there were a lot more people that I did contact about the show, about the call this morning, but maybe they're still in the bed. I don't know, but I wanted to see if. Okay, let's see who's this 6407. Let's see 407-622-9677. Who's this and where are you calling from? Hello. All right, I'll come back to that call. But anyway, like I said, I did send it out to other people about the show. And I was hoping everyone would call in this morning, but I know people have things to do and they're doing things, especially on a Saturday morning. But I thought that with the sick shut in or whatever you might want to call it, stay in place or whatever you call it, that, you know, pretty much everyone could get up on the call if they had to. But anyway, we're here. It's, you know, it's about everybody. I love all of you guys. And again, I miss my mom, Verna, and I know that you guys know she's very well missed. But, you know, when we start to talk about family, I feel so good about having family. A lot of people don't have family. A lot of people are dying with no family. No family to come see them, no family to take care of them, no family to talk to, and that's not good. But of course, you know, we have a lot of good stuff going on. Tia's having a baby. We got birthdays going. That's always good. And you know, I know you guys are enjoying each other. You understanding how to deal with your family. I know I'm trying to deal with my girls and deal with my wife, and you know, we're doing okay. You know, we're figuring it out, and that's what it's about. I really do love you guys, and I want to figure out how we can get together, and we're gonna figure that out. How we can get together as soon as this stuff is over. Let's try to plan it out for midsummer. Like Kathy was saying, maybe something's going to be going on in Orlando. I know something's going to be going in Orlando in July. July 4th is always something going on. So we got to figure out how to make that happen with people from Atlanta and everywhere else. I tried to reach out to some people in Barnesville and you know, where it all started. And, you know, I haven't been successful with that. I'm sorry about that. I will continue to try. I really wanted to get in touch with Mike down there in Barnesville, but I tried to send a Facebook to him, but I'm not successful with that. But I will get in touch with him. I guarantee you that. But to be honest with you guys, again, I do miss everybody. I wish we all could live in the same place and see each other all the time like you do your friends. But, you know, that's not really possible. But we all are gonna get together in the this summer in July. I'll be there. Me and whoever wants to come with me will be there. In July, if you guys will put something together, I'll be there. So what I want to do now is, and I don't want to keep you guys, I don't want to take up your Saturday, but what I want to do now, I'm going to go back through everyone and just tell everyone, you know, you appreciate them, you love them, and give us like some final words. And I want it to seem, I say final, like, you know, like everybody's dying off, but I, you know, I'm saying final because I want you guys to say some ending words to everybody and tell everyone how much you love them and how much you appreciate them. And I, you know, I really do miss you guys and would love to see you. So I'm going to go back to the top of the list, 407-448-2771. I think that first caller was, Kim. Is this Kim?
Hey, yeah, Tony, it's me.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
I just want to say thanks and so much. We're so blessed to have family. It was so good catching up with everybody and hearing everybody how everybody's doing. So I'm so appreciative of you and your family for initiating this. And everybody stay safe, and we love y'all, and hopefully we can see you soon.
All right, well, I hope y'all have a great birthday party, and I hope your daughter has a great birthday. Until Kevin, we say hello. Y'all stay safe and have fun today.
Well, thank you. You as well. And Kathy, right. I hope you're feeling better. I didn't know you had been sick, but my prayers are with you.
See, there we go. See, that's part of this call is to find out what's going on with everybody, right? That was perfect right there. Thanks, Kim. Take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you. You too.
From the 407 area code, 719-1918. I think this may be Lois.
Hey, Tony. It's Lois and Bernard. And Bernard just wanted to say a few things, but I wanted to say I love all of my family. I am so glad that you, Tony, thought about doing this. Like I told you about a week and a half ago, this was a wonderful idea. It is awesome just to catch up. We're all, even when we're here all together in one city, we don't always get to see each other, but just to be able to talk and know that everybody is doing well and to celebrate birthday showers and happy birthday, Albert, too. I just want you to know that I love you, and this was a great idea. Bernard, hurry up.
Hey, Tony, how you doing? Good to hear from you. I enjoyed the show. I see you connecting families one phone call at a time, man. This was a great idea, you doing this show on family this morning.
We love you, Tony. Thank you for doing
love you
this.
Too.
I miss you. Look forward to seeing you.
Same here. I appreciate that, and it's good to hear your voice too, Bernard. Man, I hope you're doing good, and you know, continue to take care of your family, man, the way you've been doing, and everything gonna be good. Can't wait to see y'all.
All right, man. I'll call back on some of the other shows in the future. Okay.
Okay, bud. I appreciate that. Y'all hang on, cause I'm doing a little party at the end of this, so y'all hang on. I know some of you guys are going to hang up and keep going, but we're going to party a little bit when I finish up, okay?
Okay.
All right. From the 407 area code, I got 222-7659. I'm not sure who this is, but go ahead.
Yeah, so Tony, it's Kathy, and Mike is now here. You want to say hello?
Hello, and I hope everyone's well.
Say it again, I didn't hear you.
Hello, and I hope everybody's well.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. You're doing great, too. I'm happy to hear.
Yeah, we're doing great. Can't wait to see y'all. And, hey, continue to take care of Kathy down there. Continue to do what you've been doing, and everything's going to be all right.
Thank you very much, and Kathy's taking care of me. Thank you.
So, we just want to say thank you again, Tony. It is good to hear everybody's voice, and just to know that everybody is well in this environment. And, let's just continue to pray and love on each other. Life was so better when it was much more simpler. And it seems like, you know, everybody is just so distant now. And our ancestors, again, wouldn't want that to happen. So let's just love on each other and be grateful and thankful that we have family. And let's stay connected. This internet stuff, just texting people to say hello. Let's pick up the phone and call each other and say hello and see how each other is doing. I promise to do better by it, and I hope all of you will too. So I'm signing off. I'll stay on for the party. But again, good to hear from everyone.
All right. Thanks, Kathy. Love you. And you and Mike, y'all continue to take care of each other. And we're going to see y'all in July, I promise.
Okay. We'll love it.
All right. So from the 678 area code, 933-2074, I think this Cheryl. Cheryl.
Tony, hey, just want to say good to hear from everybody, and thank you, Tony, for doing this. I love you. And we can't help but be family. We were raised like that. It's in our blood. So let's just do better. Like Kathy said, I'm going to try to do better also and keep in touch. We do have a Facebook page that we created last year when we started reunion. So I'm just going to kind of send that out, and maybe we can post some pictures and just keep in touch that way. But it is a Barbara Fowler Tower Facebook page we created when we started planning reunion last year. But I'll try to text it to as many people or reach out to as many people as I can. Love y'all, and y'all stay safe.
Love you too. Thanks. And I think we I don't want to throw my face out there, but I think I'm pretty sure we sent Tia something for her baby shower. I know everything got kind of pushed back because of this COVID-19, but we did send her something.
Yeah, we have a drive-by today, so if you want to come by. We have a drive-by at 1 to 4.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. Well, take care. I'll talk to you soon. And
right.
You said that, what did you say that Facebook was again? Barbara
Fallings Hacker. I'll send it to you. I got to look it back up, but yeah, we have one.
Well, I'll tell everyone right now. Okay, Cheryl, thanks. I know you're busy. Go ahead and handle your stuff.
Yeah,
and okay. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. So from just kind of piggybacking off what Cheryl said just now, everyone that's on the show right now, when you get a chance and you're on Facebook, if you have a Facebook, if you do Facebook at all, go ahead and search for the Barbara Fallings Hightower Facebook page, and you know, send that friend request, get set up on there. And again, like Cheryl said, go ahead and we start to drop some pictures out there and see how everyone's changed over the last couple of years. I hadn't seen you guys probably in 2 years, so drop some pictures. We'll drop some pictures, and we can have some fun with that. We can kind of stay in touch through Facebook. I know it's kind of impersonal, but still, we'll get a chance to see each other and see what you guys are doing, new additions to the family, birthdays, all that kind of stuff. You guys know what to do. So from the 407 area code, 925-2913, you're live on the show. Any final words?
Yeah, hey, Tony, this is Walt and Debbie.
Hey.
Well, we just, you know, thank you all. Thank you, Tony, for initiating this. We pray that each and every one of you continue to be blessed by God's mighty hand, and that you all get through this COVID-19. We just pray for your safety and your protection. And I'm going to do a shout out to Ms. Barbara and Lisa. I miss seeing you all face to face, but hopefully when all this madness is over, we'll get together again. And you all just be blessed. And that's it.
Okay, thanks, Debbie. We appreciate that. And I don't know if does Walter have any final words, or is he eating his pancakes and bacon right now?
He's trying to feed his mouth.
He's trying to feed his mouth. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Hey, I'm here, Tony. Hey, Tony. Oh. It was so nice of you to put this together, man. Man, I love you. I love all you guys, man.
Man, kind of hard. But hey, be safe, everybody. I love you guys.
We love you too, Walt. You take care of yourself, man. Debbie, you take care of Walt, and y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Again, I'll be there. We'll be there in July to hug everybody and see everybody, and we'll move on, okay?
Okay, bud.
All right.
Okay,
thanks a lot, Walt. Y'all take care. From the 407, from the 407 area code 622-9677. You're on the show. Any final words?
Hi, Tony. This is Gloria, Mom, Aunt Jack, and Lisa again. We just want to say thanks for such a great job with this show today and hearing family's voices, knowing that everybody is well. And that God is keeping all of us safe. And we just say, pray, do what the authorities tell you to do, stay inside, wear your PPE, and give thanks every day for being here and God allowing us to reach out to each other again and have many, many more years to come on this earth. So we bless you and your family. We say happy birthday to everybody who's having a birthday and new babies being born. Those are just other blessings that God has provided for this family. So thank you. We love you. And I'm going to turn it over to Mom one more time.
Thank you.
Tony, this was very nice. And I enjoyed talking to you and hearing everybody's voice. And you take care, okay? We love you.
I will, Jackie. You take care, too. And we love you. And we sure do appreciate you. We love you, and continue to do what you're doing. I know you're the rock of the family, and keep everything going.
Thank you. Here's Lisa.
Hey, Tony. I'm glad to hear from you. I'm proud of what you're doing, and I hope that everybody in Atlanta is doing well. Everybody here is just blessed and filled with the God spirit, and I love you, and I pray to see you in July, and I can't wait. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Love you too, and y'all take care of each other. Continue to do what you're doing. Hey, I know that y'all will. Y'all will take care of each other. I know y'all will, and I really, really can't wait to see you guys. So, love you and good to hear from everybody. And just continue to stay safe. From the 321 area code 276-9778. You're live on the Frank Williams Show.
Hey, Tony, this is Jackie again.
Okay. Hey, Jackie.
Hey, yeah, I just want to thank you for doing this. It was awesome to get to hear everybody's voice, and it's a great idea. We love you all, and glad everybody is safe and doing good, and we look forward to seeing you guys hopefully in July.
Yes. Thank you, Jackie. Take care of yourself. Take care of them. Continue to take care of the family the way you've been doing. Tell Shayla and Brandon we say hello, and continue to stay safe, and I guarantee you.
Yes.
We'll see you guys in July, okay?
All right. Take care.
Can't wait. You too. Bye-bye. From the 404 area code, 7310021. Hey, Mia, you have any final thoughts?
I just wanted to say I love everyone, and continue to stay safe. Gloves are gloves aren't really good. So if y'all are wearing gloves, then y'all might be, you know, carrying it around. But masks are really good for this time. And I'm doing well. I'm stacking up my money so I can, you know, start getting my hair done and nails back done. You know how I am. And, you know, get some lashes and my eyebrows arched. But other than that, I hope everyone's well. And I hope to come to the drive-by for the baby showers. I live for baby showers. So, yeah, that's about it.
Well, you gotta continue to keep your social distancing. So these eyebrows and eyelashes and nails, they got to wait just a little while longer, okay?
Okay, I understand.
Thanks, Mia. Take care. And now we have a call from the 404 area code, 922-2232. This is Laura. Laura, any final words?
Yeah, thanks, Frank, for doing this, Tony. And I got myself together now. And it was wonderful hearing everybody's voices. And I appreciate you doing this. And we love everybody. And we definitely will be driving by Kia's baby shower. And we had to move. Now, we had to, but my mom lives with us now. That was part of the reason for our move to Noonan. So I appreciate Tony for allowing her to move into our home. So he's a good guy. And we love everybody and look forward to seeing you guys in July. And happy birthday to Bria. Happy belated birthday to Albert. And Tony will be 26 this year, too. So we got all these cousins turning 26 this year. We got to get well soon, Kathy. So glad to hear you're doing well. And we're excited about Tia's baby. And, yeah, her grandma, we sad that she's not here to take care of her. She would have, because that would have been the main babysitter. But, you know, we love everybody. Great hearing Jack's voice. And look forward to seeing you guys. Love you all.
Thanks, Laura. That was good. That was good. Now, from the another call from the 407 area code, 293-4559. You're the last call before the party starts. Who's this? And any final words?
Hey, Tony. It's Gloria, Mom, and Lisa. We're on two calls.
You're on two calls. Okay. Okay.
We're sorry about that. The call dropped.
That's okay.
Keep doing what
that's okay. Do. All right. Love you. Take care of yourself.
You too.
All right. So, my final words, and I don't want to get everybody to sad or anything, but just hearing all of you guys, you know, you start to think about the ancestors and everybody who came before us. I want to give just a couple of minutes of silence to all the ancestors and people before us who made all of this possible. And I wanted to reach out to Frank. I tried to get a hold of Frank Hope. Wasn't successful with that, but I will be in touch with him and figure that out. I also tried to get in touch with Frank Hester, Janice's husband. Wanted to put him on the call, but I started to think and really didn't. I really felt like, and this was my call. I really felt like I may have been putting him in an awkward position. So I didn't put him on this call. But you know that Janice would have been on this call. I reached out to Bebe, but didn't get in touch with her. But I will. I'm gonna do my best to get in touch with her and figure out why she wasn't on the call. I reached out to my sister Ann, but she wasn't on the call. I guess she's busy with the with some of the baby shower stuff. I was about to say baby reunion, but baby shower stuff. So my final thoughts are that I thought of this because I've been doing these Zoom calls with my real estate business every day, 4 or 5 calls a day. It's really kind of monotonous, but I started to think, I said, man, what if I could get my family together on a call and we all talk? Because I've been wondering how you guys were doing, been wondering how Kathy was doing. I mean, I saw where she had knee surgery, but now she says she had to have some emergency surgery, and I'm glad everything went well with that. Just continue to rehab and get better, and we'll see you soon. But I just wanted to say that I'll be there in July. I promise you guys that. And I'm going to bring everyone I can from Atlanta to come in. And even if the planes aren't flying, we're going to, you know, those four wheels on pavement, we're going to put that together. If, you know, if we can't come by air, we're going to come by roadway. So we're going to be there in July. So anything that you guys are trying to put together or want to put together, just let me know, and we'll do our part to help out, and we'll come in July, and we'll have a good time. We always do. Again, I can't wait to see you guys. It's hard to listen and not see your face. But I hope this call brought smiles to everyone. It sure did me. And I sure had fun talking to everyone. I sure had fun listening to everyone. I'm glad that everyone's doing good and no one contracted this virus. I had one of my best friends that did contract the virus, but he's out of the hospital and he's doing well now. He called me the other day and said that the doctor told him that he was no longer under quarantine, but to whenever he goes out to continue to wear his mask. So we don't know what's going on with this stuff. They don't know what's going on with it, because, you know, I asked him, you know, was it you putting on your mask to keep other people safe, or you keeping on your mask so that you won't contract it again, or, you know, what's the deal? But anyway, we don't know. We just don't know. So my advice to everyone is to just stay home. Stay home until you feel like it's safe for you to go out again and start to mingle again and start to do some things that you've been doing to try to get back to our normal lives. I don't think that's going to ever be anymore, but I guarantee you, when I come in July, I'm going to hug everybody. I don't care. I mean, I might have a mask on, but I'm going to hug everybody. Okay, I'm going to hug everybody. And you guys take care of yourselves. And again, I love you. Love my entire family. Can't wait to see you guys. And hey, let's have a good time, okay? Let's go. Come on, y'all. I know we've been
in the nighttime with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata.
When that happens, when you talk,
I ain't trying to die. No, she got a big old iron foot that made the world cry.
And
in the kitchen,
I want you guys
like
to continue to take care of each other. And I know some of you guys can't get up and party, but I wish you could see me.
Put the mask down, man. We live fast now.
Because I'm partying. Let's go, y'all.
Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, yeah, that skillet, watch me flip it like it's five guys. Black and white purple, y'all, y'all. Chilling, look at the blue sky.
I know y'all fighting for it. Yeah, it's Orlando.
I didn't regret. Yeah, get I'm putting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, come on, you wrong, you can ball every week. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball. Democracy, you wanna copy me? Watch, like Monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool, whip up your soda, diamonds off the road. Keep watching me, whip up, still keep real and same. Hands off in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the
get
kitchen,
up.
Wrist twisting like a stir fry. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry.
Like party.
In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry.
Yeah,
in the kitchen,
party.
Wrist twisting like a stir fry.
Come on,
Lord,
get up.
Curry, chicken,
color,
stir fry. Jackson,
come
on,
bird keeper, let the birds fly. Why I try to take my prize, you a dead guy. Of course, I gotta keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, pressing, I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides.
Come
single
on, Glory.
Post move on a pick and roll.
Keep
looking at me,
yeah.
I feel like we got static. It must be the fatty. I can blue cheese, I'm in the kitchen.
In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it
bang,
in the kitchen,
bang,
wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it. Keep watching me. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Woo.
I told y'all it was gonna be a party right after this. I told y'all. Come on, old school baby.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook.
We always
y'all
at the party.
In?
I know that everybody
here
in Orlando,
go.
Y'all love the
once
party.
Once upon a time, not long ago, when people
you know,
were coming to
the
left
another
right
side
light,
of the family that I have to deal with sometimes.
And people
side
were the
hype and
they ought to good to
you
lift
know,
the little boy who was misled by another little boy.
I love
this
them too.
But
they don't party.
Make some cash,
like
robbing
party.
Old folks and making the dash. They
come
did
on,
the
y'all.
Job, money came with ease. But one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another
pick
and another
pick
and a
up.
Sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy.
Keep still, boy,
no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel was set straight for the cop's
come
kidney.
On, y'all.
The cop got scared, come. The kid he thought to figure. I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed
sorry,
him.
Sorry.
Then he made his move to an abandoned building.
Come on,
ran
y'all.
Up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there. Guess
one.
Who we saw? Dave, the
dope
beat you end up. Who don't know the meaning of
water.
Come on. Hurry up, run. The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cop, back off, for honey, here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong, so he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded, and before long the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory, and this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
In a madman's dream, the cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers. Cat. Good night. Knock him out the box, Rick.
Here we go. I know y'all partying, because just about everybody is still up on the show. Keep on jumping, y'all. Keep on jumping. That's what I'm talking about. Turn your radio up.
The keys to my truck, hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, ain't money, oh we made it. It's
I see y'all
in my hood
all
tonight.
The way from Orlando, Florida. Y'all partying down there. Keep going,
okay,
that's my cousin down there.
You gotta get your groove on before
I know
you go
it.
Get
up,
paid.
get up.
So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party. Say,
y'all about to turn the air conditioning on. Probably already got the air conditioning on. That's Orlando for you. Y'all soon. See y'all. Take care, guys.